They're big, big hits. They're everywhere.
Back to Midnight Memories, the podcast. I'm Aoife.
I'm Ali.
I'm Harry. And joining us today is...
me.
It's me.
Kira.
Who's that?
I'm so excited.
It's me.
I'm scared.
Who is she?
You know, just a very famous One Direction fan. Back in the day. I've grown up now, though.
Oh.
So we are back with more 1D nostalgia, and joining us this week is 1D super fan Kira Woods. Yay! Woo!
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Kira Woods, introduce yourself.
Oh God. My name is Kira. I used to run a One Direction fan Twitter back in the day. It was called Capturing 1D, and it literally captured my life. I spent every day in school, not in school, just riling people up on the internet. I really enjoyed it.
yes.
It was bad. Like, it was I wouldn't say I was. Ali, you can be my witness here. I wasn't like.
We were professional wind-up
artists. Yeah, it was really fun. But I got in a lot of trouble for it. I got in a lot of trouble for it, especially at school. Especially at school.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. People used to be like, hey, One Direction, down the corridor at me. And I'd be like,
Oh my God.
I'm absolute losers. Where are they now?
Yeah.
I fully thought I was going to be a professional, though. I fully thought someone was going to like pick me up and be like, you can be a journalist. Never wanted to be a journalist in my life.
Oh my God, no, that's me with this podcast. I'm probably like, I'm going to be a TV presenter off this One Direction podcast.
You get it.
Aoife sent me a thing. I sent Aoife a thing on TikTok the other day where it was like, I think some girl was like imagining like her whole life where she's being interviewed by like, you know, some late
Jimmy Fallon type thing.
I seen her.
And Aoife was like, that's fully us on The Late Late Show when they bring out Harry Styles.
Yeah. But like not The Late Late Show with James Corden, The Late Late Show with Ryan Tubridy on RT.
Yeah.
Like I imagine us on The Late Late and Ryan Tubridy's like, and do you love Harry Styles, girls? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. And then I'm like planning what to say already so that I don't go, oh my God, yeah, he's such a ride. I love him. And then he's standing behind me and I'm all embarrassed. Like I'll be all, oh yeah, but you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll be like, oh wow, Harry Styles is here. And then he'll be like, well, she's not like other girls.
She's not. I hope
Aoife cracks up and I look really cool.
Yeah, that's the dream.
I'm imagining we'll be on, you know, the serious bit of The Late Late Show where we have to talk about like discrimination against podcasters or something like that. Discrimination against Larry's.
But we are the discriminators.
What's it like to be bigoted?
Here, boys, what's the crack since we all last spoke?
I had a McDonald's.
Nice.
Wow.
And it arrived on time.
Harry?
I'm just back from watching the episode of The Crown where, is it Edward is like a Nazi? That's what Lauren's had.
No,
on
Edward's
in the
a vampire. That's
oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Oh, well, that's what Lauren made sure that I was there to watch that episode. I was really looking forward to it. Some great TV.
I broke my phone since we last recorded.
Nice.
Absolutely smashed it to smithereens.
Smashed
RIP. But here we are. Do you know? Yeah, F in the chat. Tweet us at Midnight Mems Pod F in memory of my phone. So this week we're into talking about the music properly for the first time, because I feel like our overview episode we were like, yeah, the songs, but why did they dance like that on the tour? So this week we'll be talking about the first single, What Makes You Beautiful. But before we get into that, let's have a little interview with Kira by being a 1D fan. She's looking at me over the Zoom like,
she's
what the
fuck?
I feel like it's a job interview or something. So, I'm like, sitting profession.
It is. The best fan gets to meet them at the end of the podcast.
No way. Obviously, it's going to be me. Yeah.
So, Kira, just tell us, like, what's your villain origin story in regards to becoming a One Direction fan, I guess? How did you discover the boys? Who was your fave then and now and all that crack?
So, I, like kind of a lot of people, I watched them on The X Factor for the first time. But I didn't really like them. I just remember watching all their auditions. And I actually watched, I loved it, like, I love this story. I watched Niall's audition in my Nana's house. And then, like, I don't know if any of you remember this, the Irish Sun put, like, a poster in the newspaper of Niall. And it was on the 23rd of November, 10, because I still have it. It's somewhere in my bedroom.
Nice. It's like, oh my God. No way!
But my Nana handed it to me one day, and I was like, oh, thanks. But, like, I don't even really like him, because I didn't. And she goes, he's going to be a big star one day. It'll be worth money. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll keep it. I still have it. And I'm like, it will be worth money soon. Thanks, Nana. But,
oh my God, your Nana should be an agent.
I know. But, but she, because I was obsessed with Westlife growing up. So I was always kind of like, I always had obsessions. I have a very addictive personality. It's not a very good thing, but I do have a very addictive personality. So I wasn't really surprised when I got so obsessed with One Direction. I think, was I 15 in 2010? No, 14? 14. Yeah. I was 14 in 2010. And then they got together as a band and I was obsessed. I think it's fair to say, looking back at like pictures of them, they weren't even that attractive. Can we say that? Is that fucking
minging?
They're not, like, I don't know what it was about them. I just love a boy band. Me love spending all my money, apparently, that I didn't have.
Parents' money.
Literally. Oh God, Mommy. Don't even. My poor parents. Like, they used to. I've so many stories to tell you about my dad. Like, my poor dad. Do you remember the Clare Hall signing? The Clare Hall signing.
Oh yeah, did you go to that?
So I heard about it while I was in TY. So it was 2012. And I text my dad and I was like, Dad, I have to do after school homework club, because I was like, I worked in the homework club. And I was like, but people are going off now already and camping. What am I going to do? And he was like, I'll go for you. I'll go up and I'll camp for the night. Because they were opening the Tesco doors at like 7 a.m. or something to get in. So people were camping outside the Tesco doors. My dad and my brother, God love them, went up and camped for me. But when it got to like 6 a.m. so they already camped for a good majority of time. When it got to 6 a.m. the security guards started to come in for their shift or swap shifts or whatever, and they started like slowly opening the Tesco doors. Keeping my mom, my dad and my brother were at the front of the queue. They were the first people there. But when the security guards, is heartbreaking, opened the gates up, like, it was enough for people to get in, everyone from the back of the queue ran up the front and like ran in under the things.
No.
And my dad, my poor brother, was like trampled on. This is how crazy One Direction fans are. My poor brother was asleep on the ground and he was trampled on. And my dad got so angry that he left. But it was only when he left that he realised that the security guards had seen what had happened. And they had taken a note of who where everyone was in the queue. So whoever was in the queue got guaranteed wristbands. But my dad left and drove back home.
No.
And the worst thing is I went to that homework club the evening and was like telling all the first years, like, I'm going to meet One Direction tomorrow. Like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to meet them. Had to come in the next day and work at the homework club. And they were like, did you meet One Direction? I was like, fuck off. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but I just did. I was upset. I spent the whole day crying at school. It was horrible. It was, oh my God, it was actually traumatic. And that's not the only thing that's happened to me in relation to One Direction.
No.
I'm just not destined to meet them, like, at all. Like, ever. I know it. I know I'm not. It's just, like...
For those sign-ins, I was literally... Do you know where I was when they were taking place? This is actually tragic.
Where?
I was in Holmes Chapel.
Oh, I actually remember this. I
Yeah.
What are the odds?
I was over in England. It was one of my cousins, like, it was either my cousin's 30th or my uncle's 60th. And it was like, they live in like a town over from Harry. And I just remember all of, it was the Manute sign and everyone's pictures going up from it. And I was just like, here I am sitting in a fucking function room in Harry Styles' hometown while everyone from my hometown is meeting them.
Oh, no, it was a traumatic experience.
I actually cried.
Yeah, I do. It was bad. And it was back in the time when they were really, like, they were just really big. And I was like, well, I've liked them for 2 years. And, like, none of you are allowed to, like, you know, I was at that stage. But
yeah.
I'm just bad luck. I'm bad luck. I just can't meet them.
Do you remember any like good beef on 1D, like any scandals you've seen on Twitter? Like, what was your favourite? Any scraps?
Yeah, I was gonna bring up the Irish Directioners. Do you remember the Facebook group that existed on Facebook, obviously? Do you remember it?
Which one?
The one with like, there was, I'd
Harry
say,
was
I
in it? So entertained.
Yeah,
I love all the
I'm
like,
sure you were in it, Ali. Maybe for a little while.
I probably was.
I think I added you and then you removed yourself because of the drama that was.
Oh my god.
It was so basically.
Oh my god, what happened?
It was a good thing as well. Do you remember the flash mob?
Also, if you want to name people, we can probably bleep it or something. Yeah,
I don't really need to name people, I don't think. Poor but Willa. It was one girl in particular set up this group called Irish Directioners. So there was like maybe 60 of us, like all together, there was like 60 people. But then a lot of people in that group were also in a different group for some boy band. Level 5, was that their name? Do you remember Level 5, Ali?
Level 5? Rings a bell.
They were like a really small Dublin boy band. But then, so basically the beef all started happening because people started comparing Level 5 to One Direction. But we did loads of really good things as well, like the Irish Directioners. Like they did a flash mob for a charity that I can't remember now, but they organised a flash mob in
Flash mobs.
Yeah,
God.
And it was great. Like loads of people showed up and like they raised loads of money. And then they did when the 1D movie came out, they did a screening in the cinema beside the Tree Arena. Don't know what one it is. And all that money went towards all the money went towards Irish Autism Action or one of those autism charities. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, we like, and we used to meet up every couple of months. But like, I was only 16 going to these meetups.
I remember now, I wasn't in this group.
Were you not?
Controversially, yeah. I think I just didn't like a lot of people.
That's what I was thinking, but I'm nearly sure I added
that's
you
why
in.
I wasn't in it.
You were like, I'm out, bye.
And I was probably like, I probably saw who was in it and was like, no.
There was a lot of big One Direction names, fan names in that group. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people who had a lot of followers. I mean, you were one of them, but like other people who had
other melters.
A lot of things to say. Yeah. But there was a lot of drama in that. Like, amazing. I remember they added Sean Cullen, Niall's best friend, into the group.
Oh my God, true.
And oh my
Greg Horan was in it at one point. And
Greg!
Yeah!
I met Greg on an airplane
of
before.
The podcast.
Friend, I met Greg.
I met Greg.
I have such internal debate, like literally every week, about if we should ask Greg to come on this podcast.
We love
or
him 100%
because I
would.
Know we fucking would.
He
but it's the shame
would.
Of thinking he would text Niall and be like, "I was on this podcast." But then if Niall knew about us, how iconic would that be if he came on?
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Could you imagine if he came on? I mean, he's doing The Den. I'm sure he'll do your podcast. If he's doing The Den.
That was a good bit from last year whenever all the Niall fans got so upset.
Oh, it was
the
best
and,
the
like,
funniest thing.
The human man who takes that show.
The human man.
That was a great moment in time.
Yeah. I would say Greg would probably, because I met him on a flight to Newcastle and it was so funny because me and my best friend, who was also One Direction obsessed, were sitting like on the edge of the rows. And as he got on the plane, I remember looking at him and I was a little bit drunk. But I remember looking at him and I was like, I know that man. And then I looked at my friend Sarah and she was like, Kira. She just grabbed me and I was like, that's Niall Horan's dad. And like my other friends were drunker than we were because they were drinking Prosecco at 7:30 in the morning. And they started singing Slow Hands to see what he'd do. Like on the top of their voices. They were like, slow hand, like screaming it down the plane. And all of a sudden Greg just looked and he just like waved and I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I want to die. That was so embarrassing. But then we met him in the airport and I was like, I really love Niall. And he was like, thank you so much. He was such a gentleman. He was so nice. Probably shouldn't have spoke to him when I was drunk, but he was a gentleman. Such a nice man.
Oh my god.
He's probably like, this drunk girl needs to go and sleep for a few hours. Yeah, no, but I was a I just completely went on a tangent.
Oh my god, don't worry, this whole podcast
is
just
tangents. Meeting Greg outside of the tree arena before Up All Night tour, and everyone's like, lads, Niall's brother is over here, and everyone like having a melter about it. Very funny.
Oh, it's just
here. So speaking of beef, Kira, I hear you have some beef with us.
I do. And I'm glad you brought it up, Aoife, because I can't wait to talk about it.
I'm honestly terrified.
I was delighted to come on this podcast, but it's been building up inside of me now, this like anger that I have every time Louis Tomlinson's name has been mentioned and the abuse that you give him. Justice for Louis Tomlinson.
You don't hear the half of it, Kira.
I really hate your ass right now.
I am here to stand up for Louis Tomlinson because somebody has to do it.
Yes, well done. Someone has to do it.
Yeah.
Harry's on the wine.
Yep.
So it goes.
It was the mention of Louis. He had to.
Yeah.
He's like, Louis Tomlinson, no, I'm out.
Take
I'm
a shot every time we talk shit about Louis.
I just think that Louis deserves so much more attention than he gets. I love him. I love him so much.
Why?
Five good.
Why do I love
Kira.
Him or why do you...
You've put
me on the spot now.
Whichever you want to answer.
You've put me on
the
spot.
Yeah, give us your passionate defence of Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah. I just think that he's had a lot to put up with the fans.
This is true.
With the Larrys.
Not the fans.
Call them
the Larrys.
We'll name
the
Larrys. Larrys.
The Larrys.
That other fandom.
I can't imagine that has been easy. I just think, God love him. And then the people saying that his son is fake. Imagine someone telling you your child.
That's like...
No.
That's a fake baby. It's like, it's literally not. I'm sure it came out.
But Kira, he threw the baby born off stage. That means that's a sign to the fans who really know him that his upcoming child would never be real.
And then they're like, oh, how ironic is it that it's somebody who... he was just friends with. I'm like, shit happens. Like, sometimes things don't go to plan and a baby happens. Yeah. But that's not...
Sometimes you get your friend pregnant. It happens loads of times.
Kira, we have an episode that's not out yet, right? Where we're literally like, there are just younger fans who I don't think understand how the world works.
I think that's probably it. And maybe that's what it is, that we are older. I actually don't even know what age any of you are, but I'm 25. Like, I'm older and I'm like...
Yeah, we're all about the same age, except me, who's actually only 17.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not true, I'm 24.
I was going to say,
Kira was like, are you?
Are you? No, but I
can
just
feel
think...
people, which makes me feel really good about myself. The people think
I just think
17.
that Larrys are very disrespectful, and he's had to put up a lot. Some Larrys are very disrespectful. I need to censor myself.
All Larrys are disrespectful. The concept of Larry is disrespectful.
We'll say
it's
it.
So bad. It's so bad. And it just really it actually hurts me to see, because I can't imagine how, and it completely ruined him and Harry's friendship. Like, I actually was watching the A Year in the Making documentary today, because I'm a journalist, apparently. And when he was talking about, like, Harry being upset or whatever, and he was like, it's so hard to see your friend like that. You best believe Louis Tomlinson is not coming up here in 2021 saying how upset he was that Harry was upset, because he'd have the Larrys fucking on the next... flight over to him. Like, it just breaks my heart.
That's it.
And I also think he is very talented. Maybe not. He's not the strongest vocally, and I will accept that. But I think his songwriting skills.
He is not.
Thanks, Harry.
He is not.
But to be fair, like Ari, his songwriting skills, he did write a lot of the 1D bops, like Down the Road, like a lot of the
No
really
Control,
iconic One Direction songs.
Changed my life. No Control changed my life.
Is that a Louis song?
Yeah.
Louis wrote
it. Didn't he write History as well? And that's like a pretty clever song.
Yeah, and
he's got a writing credit on that. That's a pretty clever song.
Little Black Dress. Love Little Black Dress.
What I fucking hate that song though.
Wash, why?
Yeah. I hate that song. I don't know. I just one of those ones that I always skipped.
Oh, that's fair. That's me.
Maybe I'll grow to love it.
That's me with Diana. Hate Diana.
I hate Diana also.
Diana.
It's shit.
Wow.
It's okay,
shit. Diana's a bop. Sorry. We'll find out this in like 3 years' time when we get to that album. But
do you know what I think it is? I think it's because it just reminds me of Princess Diana, and I'm like, don't do that.
Rest in peace to Princess Diana.
R.I.P. girly.
Yeah, R.I.P. Like, Diana Stature.
Big
week,
I don't want to be associated with that. I don't want to be associated with it. I will be shot. I live on the border. I don't need that. Okay, sorry. I'm done on my rampage now.
Yeah, I feel like we just like really punch and bag Louis a lot. And like, to be fair, I actually think he seems like great crack. And I would actually love to go on a sesh with him.
Yeah, I agree.
And like,
oh, yeah, that's my hot take of the week. You're always looking for a hot take from me, and I never have one. If I had to pick one of them to go on a night out with tomorrow, I would pick Louis.
Oh, 100% I agree.
Controversial. I just think he seems like solid crack. Like, you know, you'd have a good session with him.
Yeah.
I'd pick Zayn.
Whereas you could get Harry in a back.
Oh, did anybody listen to Zayn's new album?
No,
I listened to one song.
I was meaning to.
It's called Nobody
Is
Listening, and I think.
That's true.
It's like.
No, I just said that to be mean. I said that to be mean.
It's true.
I've heard a lot of good reports on it, though, so I will give it a chance. I didn't listen to his other ones.
I enjoyed that tweet where the girl was like, I'm fingering myself now. Like,
I was in shock. And the fact he replied to it, like, go feed your child.
That's what it
is. You know, like, why are you replying to
tweets
like that?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it.
Image of him and Gigi, scrolling through Twitter on the fire and being like, what the fuck? She's doing what? Listening to my album?
Oh, God. He's trying to break in that
hot take.
Image.
Kira's hot take this week is that Louis Tomlinson is good. Harry, do you have a hot take?
No, not massively this week. Nothing presented itself to me this week. That's all I've got. Fuck off.
Yeah, I actually forgot that we do this segment until literally 3 minutes ago, so that's a flop on my part. I think my hot take is going to be... I can't remember if I've already said this one, so sorry if I have, but I don't think Riverdale ever should have been taken seriously, and it was never a drama. It was always a farce, and...
Agreed.
I'm going to do a TikTok series about it when I get my phone fixed.
I feel like
because
Riverdale...
I'm going to be an influencer by the end of the year!
Riverdale tried to do what Glee did successfully, but didn't do it successfully.
I just feel like Riverdale should have never sang.
That's what ruined it.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know if it was the singing that ruined it, you know. It's just the really bad
It was
acting.
Every season after season one that ruined it.
See, my
season
thing is, I think
brilliant.
That, like, there's parts of season one that are, like, really good, but it, like, tries to root itself in drama, and then because of that, like, people, like, took it as a drama, and then as it gets more and more into being camp and being a farce, it doesn't work because you're expecting drama. I could do a whole Riverdale podcast, bitch. Like, I make notes every time I watch an episode, which is so sad. Like, going into 2021,
it?
I was like, I'm going to watch, like, Prestige TV. No, I stopped watching it around, like, series 2 or 3, and then recently I was like, I'm gonna do a study on Riverdale. So I've like, my laptop is like One Direction folders of One Direction, so I can do this podcast, and
binders
then
of
folders of essays I'm writing about Twilight and about Riverdale. Somebody needs to lap
lockdown
me up.
Lockdown is hitting you hard.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, guys, I think I seen something on Twitter earlier where it is the anniversary of Niall Horan's Hope It All Works Out tweet.
I've seen it.
I saw that,
What a tweet. You
what
love
tweet.
That one.
One, one for the ages.
One for the ages.
Along with,
up there with the Thatcher one.
Yeah. You know the Donald Trump tweet where he's like, the Coca-Cola company aren't happy with me. Doesn't matter. I'll keep drinking that garbage anyway. That's my favorite tweet.
Oh yeah, also this week Donald Trump got barred off Twitter. F.
Yo.
No one. Yeah.
Cool. Everything's fine.
Now you're just going to have to come to my Twitter for opinions on Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart's love lives, guys.
Yeah. From the man who cheated on his wife multiple times. He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy.
I don't even think he likes his wife, to be honest. But
no.
Yeah. I don't think she likes him.
No, I don't think so.
But here, do you know... There's no segue, is there?
Melania Trump, do you know what makes you beautiful?
Oh!
Ivanka and Tiffany.
Oh, God.
The way they flip their hair, the way Donald's little toupee flips, it's just going to be overwhelmed.
It gets me overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. Orange man
I'm
mad.
Not
we're close to that.
So yeah, guys, let's get in to talking about One Direction's first single, What Makes You Beautiful. This anthem for insecure girls went straight to number one in Ireland and the UK. It charted well in America, but I don't have the stats because it was written in a paragraph and I didn't want to read the paragraph. And yeah, so currently it's 4-time platinum in the USA and 2-times platinum in the UK. 10-times platinum in Australia. Australia love One Direction. Yup.
They're mad cunts in that country, though, aren't
They're
they?
Mad Glee did this song, which is how you know you've made it.
That's a great episode of Glee.
Yeah. Shout out Glee.
I've not seen it. I need to go watch that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's at a school dance. The boys all sing it to the girls and they're all going mad.
Ah, God.
Typical high school, you know.
Happened in the all boys
school.
So yeah, guys, what do we think of What Makes You Beautiful?
I loved it at the time. Then obviously heard it too many times.
No,
hated it. Now I have a newfound love for it. Because of Harry Styles's, was it Jingle Bell Ball 2019?
Oh, yeah.
Wearing like a jumpsuit.
He looked good that
and
day.
It is the most attractive thing I've ever witnessed in my life. And there's a bit where he forgets.
Yeah, he sings the man.
And he like glitches and he's like,
he looks bad,
yeah. Yeah, there's, he can just feel the sniper so of Psycho, Simon Cowell's in the back. The that high caliber rifle and he's going to get shot.
His cover of it is incredible.
Stunning.
What I want.
Yeah, I think
it
really
like.
Breathes new life into the song.
I hate that cover. It's so embarrassing.
Oh!
Do you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, like why does he change the melody to try and make it? It's just like just don't
oh,
do that.
It's so attractive.
No, but then he's like rolling his eyes like why are they singing the wrong version? The crowd. I don't
but
know.
Could you imagine Harry if he got up on stage and he was like na 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 na?
Well, yeah,
like,
I'm not saying he has to.
Everyone would be
I
like, get off. We
annoying.
Don't want you here.
The other four aren't here, Harry. What are you doing?
I don't know. And that jumpsuit exposes his terrible butterfly tattoo that I'm like, bro, that's not,
yeah.
It's not good.
I love that tattoo. I want that tattooed on me.
I just remember whenever they were all getting tattooed because of Ed Sheeran and just like, just being like, what are they doing?
Oh my God, yeah.
So many.
Why are they allowed to do this?
Remember
themselves?
When Harry and Ed were friends? That was a whole thing.
Wild.
Yeah. Remember when Ed's girlfriend cheated on him with Niall Horan.
Oh my God, Ellie Goulding.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
Do you know the song Don't by Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Is that
about
Niall Horan?
That's about Niall. Niall is the boy in the song. And Ellie is the girl.
No, that's not
But
true.
They were still friends.
Player.
Chris Niall didn't know either. Niall didn't know the Ellie and Edward thing because it was a secret.
Ah, he says he didn't know. He definitely did. Classic Westmead man for you.
Was Ellie the living line in this triangle?
I know.
Who?
Was Ellie Goulding the one who was like playing them both off each other?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Cool.
And apparently she cheated on him while they were all at the same event. Well, that's in the song. So I don't know how true that is. Maybe it's just there for dramatic effect.
Oh
but,
my God. Yeah,
apparently.
Nice. Ellie, Niall and Ed walked so that Olivia, Joshua and Sabrina could run in the driver's license narrative.
Oh my God. Incredible. That's so true. Except, I think I'd prefer Niall Horan than whoever Joshua, whoever he is.
See, he's in the hospital. I put him there.
Fucking hell.
I made this joke and people really aren't taking it well. I said this on my secret Twitter.
You're going to edit in a laugh track
there. What the fuck? And like, yeah.
edit that in there.
Take our laughs from elsewhere and just put them together.
But yeah, my bad jokes are what makes me beautiful, I guess. I remember the first time I heard this song, they were doing some kind of like countdown to the release. And I was
way on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
Scott Mills
did it. Because he was like really big pals with One Direction at this time. And he does some like good One Direction interviews, to be fair. But I was way on my holidays. And I think the song came out in like the middle of August. But they were doing like a snippet of it. And we were on our holidays, which I've now said like 50 times. And I was like dying to hear this wee snippet. And I remember using the computers at the hotel, but it was like, do you know when you have to put in like 50 cent to use the computer and all in them days? And then trying to listen to the song. And I think there actually was another wee girl in the computer room doing the same thing as me. And then it was like 3 seconds of the song. It was literally just the like bit that sounds like Grease. And I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
This is what I existed for today. This.
As a massive Grease fan, I remember being like hurt. Like I felt robbed. I was
betrayed.
Like, I sat here and waited for you to start Summer Nights for me. Like I felt like I was robbed of something, like that they took something away from me. I mean, I still loved it, but I felt like I was like, I can just start singing. Just, I don't need What Makes You Beautiful. I can listen to Summer Nights if I want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Though this
I
is
remember
a...
my mom making that comment too. She, like, straight away, first time she heard it, was like, this is just Grease.
Oh, I know, yeah. Everyone said that. And I feel like that kind of took away from the song then, because people were like, they've copied Grease. And I'm like, well, technically, yes.
I feel like that's probably intentional, though, because I think a lot of One Direction songs sound like other songs. And it's, I don't know if it's like a familiarity thing that then you'll like it more, or if it's a marketing thing where they're like, oh, then the papers will write about how this song is a ripoff and that's just free promo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they did update it slightly by making it more sexist, so that was real positive.
More sexist
than Summer Nights, so that was obviously a good writing decision. But yeah, I think that is the thing, though, wherever you like.
Grease is my favourite.
Oh my God, no, Grease is wild crack.
Like, you reference other songs in your pop songs, like, get a sort of textual familiarity with it.
Yeah,
it is Summer Nights, isn't it?
Has anyone ever done the thing where they line them up and like play one song over the other song's like instrumental? Has that been done?
Not for these two.
I'd say it's on YouTube.
Someone's definitely done this.
I'm
gonna go look it up.
If we find it, we'll put it on the TikTok, guys.
Midnight
Memes Pod. We music video for this one of the boys prancing about the beach in LA. Pre-Invisalign, Niall is starring.
What?
Niall before he had Invisalign in the video.
So this week, guys, we're being mean to Niall.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Louis and Harry walk beside each other, which is obviously a Larry proof.
What's a Larry proof?
Louis and Harry appear in the same frame.
They're in the same band. Sing the same song.
From the same planet.
My God. But yeah, the video, I saw the behind the scenes, the video where the wee director man, he had the right idea there to do that for their first video. But then didn't the girl who Harry sings to, didn't she get death threats off the back of this? Yeah, I did not realize that.
Got the
crazy
full wrath of these Waynes. Yeah, imagine like One Direction fans hating on a girl Harry was going with. Imagine.
So but they're still doing it now, because even with the Lights Up video that Harry, like, they're still, like, the girls yeah. that are in the Lights Up video get abuse every day. And, like, that's been going on.
Sure, there's some people writing about Big Olivia and all, like.
Do you know what? I'd be quite happy to get abuse every day if it meant that I was, like, in that video.
One of the girls who was in it did a TikTok. You know that trend that's going around that's, like, introduce yourself, why girls hate you? Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, hi,
I've seen
that. Whatever her name is, I was in the Lights Up music video. And I'm like, oh, my God, imagine getting abused for being, for doing your job. For doing your job, basically.
Yeah, like, Per Madison was the OG of that. So
where is she now?
What is she
Let's
doing now?
Madison on.
She loved
so I actually looked her up, because I'm a great investigative journalist. And so Madison was an actor. I don't think she is anymore. She had like appearances such as European Girl in Austin and Ally or something, like, nice. Really, she didn't, like, you know, nice. She didn't really have too many starring roles other than this video. I think she's like a nurse or something now. She has a dog and a boyfriend. I was looking on her Instagram, so she's living the life. And do you know what? She shifted Harry Styles, and that is more than a lot of people can say. So don't hate her, because you ain't her.
Living the best life.
Honestly. Yeah, and then, do you know, I actually thought we'd have far more to say about this song.
I've got a bit. I'll fill it out. I've got an interview with one of the songwriters who, let me see. Oh, his name is hard to pronounce.
Savan Kotecha,
yeah,
is it?
Sorry, oh, yeah. Fuck. Savan Kotecha. So he also wrote such hits as Britney Spears' F-U-C-K Amy. That one, do you remember that? Yeah. Very subtle play on words there. And then he also wrote up No You Hang Up by Shane Ward.
What?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I've got
that it. He writes all the big X Factor songs.
He must be.
Yeah, he's like a big deal.
Yeah,
he was anyway, iconic back in the day.
He wrote What's Happening, Boys. Let's
oh
not
my god,
that.
What a
song. Piece of music. Yeah, that's him in the video with them playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him being in X Factor videos. Was he like a vocal coach or something?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he was the vocal coach. Yeah.
He seems kind of cool. I just remember, isn't he the guy who wakes Zayn up in the This Is Us film, is that one as well?
Yeah, and he wakes him up.
And it's like,
yeah,
Zayn, man, you have to come record right now. I know it's like 3 a.m.
No wonder Zayn left.
Zayn's just so angry. So I've got a great interview with him here. The interviewer asks, one of your biggest hits to date is One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful. How did the song come about? And he says, I had the melody of the chorus in my I had the melody of the chorus in my song for a... That's what it says. I had the melody of the chorus in my song. Anyway, I had the melody of the chorus in my head soul, for about a year until I was in a hotel room in London with my wife and she was having a bad morning. She was like, oh, I feel so ugly. And I was like, no, you look beautiful. You don't know how beautiful you look. And then I was like, oh, crap, that's a good song. Hold on. And I wrote that down. I actually wrote the song for my wife, but I thought that was quite funny.
Oh my
god! That
I'm
just
not
like,
gonna lie.
Yeah,
that song doesn't make me feel any more beautiful.
Yeah, like, I'd say it would make me feel worse.
As a 16-year-old, I remember listening to it, being like, "Okay, like it didn't change my life." I know I'm insecure, and I know what for. Thank you, Liam.
Thanks very much.
Moving on. I'm gonna knock my headphones off.
It's always Liam. Well, it's always Liam.
On that note, he goes on to say, "It says later, I've written a few songs for my wife, but that one became the biggest, and I'm kind of proud of that. That's a couple of Valentine's days and Christmas presents already. When I forget one day, I'll just be like, hey, remember what makes you beautiful?
Oh my god.
If my husband...
I just like the idea that he's just holding this over her. What?
If my husband was like, here, I wrote this song for you, but a boy band's going to sing it. And I'd be like...
Yeah, I'm not going to sing it.
Where's the flower?
I'd be like, I'm leaving you for one of them then. Good luck. See ya.
What's Harry Styles up to at the minute?
See ya. He's 17.
I'm free on Friday.
So do you think that he wrote you hang up for Shane Ward for his wife?
For his wife?
Yeah, no, he did write that, and he says he thought it would be bigger than it was.
Should have been a great song. Yeah. Is that the one that's like, or no, what's the one he has where it's like, I want to leave a toothbrush at your place, I want to thank your mother just for giving you birth and all. I love that
one.
What?
Oh, but that guy is also responsible for the music in that Netflix Eurovision film, according to his Wikipedia.
Oh, no way! Yeah, ding dong, what a banger!
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard great things.
It's great.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
And he also writes a lot with fucking Ariana Grande.
No way.
That's
him.
Sitting on cash.
Right now, he's got Alexandria Burke.
I'd retract what you're saying about leaving him. He's definitely minted.
Yeah, he's definitely...
Is he single? Is the wife still with him?
Jesus, if he's that rich, he's going nowhere.
Wikipedia inconclusive. We're going to have to DM the man on Twitter relentlessly for 10 years.
Girls, I think I'm going to rape him.
But yeah, it's pretty fucked up lyrics. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Very... But it's you're still hidden, you're not like other
in
girls.
Like 2012, though, weren't they?
If the boys at your school don't fancy you, One Direction do, which I guess was like the whole idea of One Direction, and like the weird ways they tried to empower women through their music, but also like having a real obsession with like writing songs about taking a girl's virginity. And it's like, which we'll talk about next week, and Gotta Be You, which is arguably the worst song ever. Not just by One Direction, just ever. I hate it.
Yeah. Really not a fan.
No. But yeah, this song.
It's creepy.
Gotta Be You is, yeah.
It's just annoying.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week.
But yeah, like, it's a good crack song, and like, you've good fun
it
listening
still
to
makes
it.
Me
and I
so
think it was
happy.
Like a fun debut. Yeah.
Makes
a really
so
fun
happy.
Debut for them.
The way it builds into the second bit of the chorus, that like drum roll, that's definitely played by like a machine.
I still
it sounds like
in nightclubs.
It sounds like rocks falling down a hill. Yeah. You know that bit where it's like. And you go to the second of the chorus, it's a good bit. I like that.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, Kira. The only place I ever hear it now is like, well, now I say 2 years ago when there was no COVID. It's like in the local, like rural nightclub.
That's the only
and
nightclub
no one's
I have.
Dancing
Ali.
To it because it's gay to like boy band.
I walk up to the DJ booth and I'm like, hi, can you play? And he's like, What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. Yes, I will put it on. I'm like, thank you. He already knows what I'm going to say. And then it comes on and everyone looks
in
at me.
In Newbridge,
like,
they play a remix.
Oh, I think I'd like that.
Yeah, I'm that bitch.
Yeah, yeah, but everyone stares at me.
Remix,
they're like,
please.
Oh my God.
Big Pano. Oh God. Guys, I watched Liam's thing.
Oh yeah, Liam did his live stream. We were doing a wee tweet along to it and all.
It was good.
Damn.
I like Liam as a person.
Pretty good. Yeah. He's like dull as fuck, but he's sound. Yeah.
I was stripped
he
that
was
down.
Spicy Be Flower.
It's my favourite song.
I do like that song,
God.
To be fair.
See ya.
Kind of.
Really? I can't maybe say I've actually heard... Well, no. In the live thing, I did hear his other songs, but I only really listened to his One Direction songs on that live.
Yeah.
And the rest of it, I was kind of like... La, da, 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 da.
I just think he made a bold choice to go down that route, that genre of music. Like, bedroom floor. No, thanks. Don't want to see the state of my bedroom floor, Liam. It's just like, I just Liam's, I think he's such a good
music is very like, yeah, like his personality just seems very like wholesome and lovely, and then his music gives very like, haha, no, don't kill yourself, you're so sexy, you know.
It doesn't add up.
Yeah, no.
Like if his music reflected his personality more, we'd all still kind of be following him, I would reckon.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
But I just don't care about his music. Voice. It's very misogynistic or something. Yeah. I'm just not here for it.
But he does have a lovely voice, and doesn't I think he could have done girls. So much better. Like, even if he went toward, like, Zayn's kind of vibe, I probably would have listened to him a bit more. But yeah. Like, just not my
I'll be interested
music.
To see what his next album and era kind of is like, to see if he can pull it back a bit, but I don't know.
Do you think he'll call his next album LP2? Because that's, like, too good a gag to give up, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And it's, like a long player, but it's also Liam Payne. It's really good.
It'll be LP10 before
thanks
we know
for
it.
Mansplaining that to us, there,
Harry. I only realized that like last week. Yeah, I was like, I thought it was just like he's being like, this is my first LP, and then it was actually, I was like, oh, it's Liam Payne. That's really good. Liam. It's his initials as well. I'd smarted by
maybe
Liam Payne.
He is funny.
Yeah, I Liam think had a personality.
He
all
fully
along.
Gets it. Like, I think he fully understands like what he's doing. Like, especially with TikTok, like, getting involved with, like, other TikTokers
stuff.
He's so smart in what he does. And even, like, his fiance, are they engaged? Maya, whatever. Maya Henry. She's so smart on TikTok, too.
She seems cool.
So smart, though. She knows exactly what she's doing.
I think Liam's very clever. Liam's very ambitious, I feel. I always think, like, he's, like, the most determined, most ambitious in the band.
Definitely.
And I think that's probably where the scraps happened. Mm. Because the rest of them maybe didn't take it as seriously as Liam did.
Yeah.
Louis. Yeah.
Which is really sad because he's probably, like, I don't know, maybe the least successful solo wise.
I would say so, yeah. Definitely.
A little bit heartbreaking.
Mm.
Yeah. But I do enjoy him on TikTok sometimes.
I think he's very funny. He does make
kind
me
of
laugh.
Kind of funny.
He does make me laugh.
It's his,
I
he's
actually
grown
prefer
on
his
me.
Missus. Maya's gal.
Yeah.
I mean,
she is gorgeous as well. Oh my god. She's so pretty.
Yeah.
How old was she when they started going out?
I was just
probably like 12.
I wanted to ask that question.
Did you know she was a fan?
Yeah, she like met them and all because her family had like a Keeping Up with the Kardashians of their own or something. Like, she's pure rich.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
She's living the dream, guys. She is YN in all the fanfics.
She was like she was like spotted at a One Direction concert and people were like, this you? And she was like, how'd you find that? That's embarrassing.
Oh my god.
I don't know if it is.
Oh my god.
She's only 19.
I saw a thing about her where she had Pitbull at her her birthday party.
Or like 16th
what a,
birthday.
What a party.
Yeah. That's what their TV show was about. Yeah.
What a dream come true.
What a party.
305.
Pitbull sing at my birthday.
God, I love Pitbull.
Pitbull, if you are listening, I am turning 25 in March. Get in touch with the podcast. We are Midnight Memories Pod or something at gmail.com. You are personally invited.
Yeah. You're welcome to come on any episode you want.
Motel.
Holiday.
This is now a Pitbull.
Yeah.
I hope that exists. I hope that exists somewhere.
Pitbull stands.
Any other comments on what makes you beautiful, boys? That's a no.
That was a no. It's a hard no.
I think
that.
It was a good first single. Like, I think they were very smart in what they did. Yeah. Like, it was a very good, like, it was top of the charts, poppy, like, typical boy band song. So they were very smart in the way.
I think the only other competitor for first single could have been One Thing. The rest of the album couldn't have been
One
first single.
What a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, I always think One Thing was on their second album because it's like such a good One Direction song, or just like, I don't know, it's just such a,
it's such a good
fun single from them.
It feels OG though, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think obviously management were very smart with how they released songs. They wanted to keep that momentum going, I think. And
imagine
even the story that I told
good
her
about the management, Jesus.
Imagine Na 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 was the first single.
Oh my god. That was like a B-side on the What Makes You Beautiful single. Oh my god, I have one. I have the What Makes You Beautiful single. I just remembered
that.
Same,
yeah.
We bought the CD single, oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know where the cover is, but I have like the single.
I'm the same. I have no idea where the cover is, because I had a poster on the back side of the cover, and I had the poster on my wall, and I don't know what I did with the poster.
Yeah, yeah.
R.I.P. Probably worth money now to have that.
Yeah, actually it definitely would be.
If I ever...
Do you know what's so sad, actually? I forgot to say this on last week's podcast. When I ordered the Up All Night album, there was like a special edition one that you could order, and it came signed, right? Mm. And when mine arrived, it wasn't signed.
Oh no!
What?
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh my god! What?
Yeah,
that's
the time
crazy.
Because you could get it's like it has like a booklet. It was kind of like almost like a white book, and the CD was in it.
Yeah, they did like yearbook editions of a lot of the albums, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and. Mine was meant to be signed and it wasn't. I was so angry.
Ali, were you not in one of the albums? Was one of your tweets?
Yeah,
in...
my face is in one of the albums.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I've just, that
we'll
just
get
to
that
to
on a later episode.
Yeah, that just came back to me.
Ridiculous.
You really
that
were.
That is a spoiler.
Oops, yeah. Sorry. That was my fault. It just came to my head.
Unfortunately.
I was like, she's definitely in it.
Yeah. Oh my god, no. Yeah, I was in, is it 4 or Midnight Memories? It's one of them. I can't remember. I think it's 4. I always tell people it's Midnight Memories, but it's not. It's another one. I mixed it up for so long. And people were like, you're not in that. I'm like, no, I am. And then I realised I had the wrong album.
But folks, I think that's everything this week. What Makes You Beautiful? We give it a thumbs up. Fun song. Good time.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 10.
Purely for nostalgia's sake. A big 10.
Yeah, I would give it a 10.
What's it going to get out of 40, guys? Aoife, Harry?
7.5.
Generous.
I would go 7.5 as well, I think, yeah.
Oh, spicy.
So what's that? A 10, an 8, 7.5 and 7.5?
25.
I'm not going to math.
15. 15 and 10 is 25 plus 8 is 33 out of 40.
Oh, I'm so good.
Oh, that's a good enough score there.
So,
that's a good score. Right. Gotta be you won't be getting that.
Jesus,
so
gotta be
we
you.
Have a
you'll
leader.
Be getting a minus 40 out of 40.
Are we rating it compared to like music as a whole or in like the canon of One Direction songs?
In the canon of One Direction songs.
Well, it's not my favorite, but it is probably a top tier pick.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
top 10
like
One
we say,
songs?
Probably would be a top 10 One Direction song because it's so iconic.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it would have
to
like
go
I think
out.
You couldn't not for nostalgia's sake, even though they probably have 10 better songs. I imagine they would.
They definitely have 10 better songs. But
my One Direction top 10 songs is just happily 10 times.
I'd accept that. That's fine.
But yeah, so that's it about What Makes You Beautiful. And next week we'll be talking about Gotta Be You with another very special guest. Give us a follow at Midnight Mems Pod on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to get in touch, drop us an email at Midnight Memories. Oh, what? What's the email? If you want to get in touch, give us an email at midnightmemoriespod@gmail.com, I think.
Double check.
If you want to help me in my New Year's resolution of becoming an influencer, my Twitter is at AoifeBrown7. That's AoifeBrowne7. And I'm at AoifeBrown3 on Instagram. And I'll be back Instagramming when my phone gets fixed on Monday.
Nice.
Woo.
Are you getting it fixed?
I'm at Fizzy Alley.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Harry.
Are you getting your phone fixed at one of those like dodgy...
the screen's probably going to be like, very raised and like a bit grey, but I need a phone back.
Yeah.
I go
on.
I'm at Fizzy Alley on Twitter and at Ali. Full stop jam on Instagram. Go follow me.
I've been having a really good week on Twitter. I got 2 tweets with 11 likes this week. Feeling pretty good about myself. It's
okay,
very good.
Flex.
Yeah, fucking doing numbers over here. So follow me at squid_marquee.
My Twitter is no longer a One Direction fan account because I had to grow up and be an adult. So my Twitter is Kira K Woods, and my Instagram is just Kira Woods. Very boring and professional, unfortunately.
It's amazing.
Kira, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome back anytime you want.
It's been beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks for fighting us about Louis.
Thank you,
Kira. I will always fight you about Louis. I'll just like come in every
thank
time
you
I
for
hear
grounding
something.
Us.
Stream Walls by Louis
Got
Tomlinson.
Got her caller on the line.